On his way to lunch, Jake saw an extremely lanky kid he didn't recognize. The guy was holding a slip of paper and turning around in circles. "You lost?" Jake asked. "Hardly," the boy replied, looking down at Jake. Jake wasn't offended. He figured the guy was so tall, he looked down on everybody. "Cool. I'm Jake McQuaid."
"Hubert Huxley."
Jake raised a hand to slap a high five. The tall guy left him hanging.
"Can you kindly direct me to Mrs. Malvolio's office?" he asked.
Jake nudged his head to the left. "She's the principal. Her office is the office."
"Ah, yes. Smashing."
"Are you British?"
"I beg your pardon?"
"Only British people say smashing. You know, on that TV show, the one where they bake all the cakes."
The kid stared at Jake as if he were an unruly monkey hurling poo at the zoo.
"Father was right. This is the worst school in the district. Maybe the entire state."
"Whatever. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to go finish defending Earth from a zombie invasion. Because that's the kind of 21st century skills we're learning here at Riverview Middle School."
Jake hit the cafeteria and quickly completed the next level in Revenge of the Brain Dead with one hand while munching on a cheeseburger with the other.
"Book 'em, Jaco," said Kojo, peering over Jake's shoulder. "That's from Hawaii 5-0, only the dude's name is Dano, not Jaco."
"You ever think you watch too much TV?" asked Jake.
"No such thing, baby."
Mrs. Malvolio marched into the lunchroom. She was carrying a thick stack of papers. Hubert Huxley, the tall kid Jake had met earlier, was walking behind her. They made a beeline for Grace Garcia's table.
"Miss Garcia," the principal said with a smile.
"Yes, Mrs. Malvolio?"
"This is Hubert Huxley. He goes to Sunnybrook Middle School."
"Top middle school in the district," said Hubert, bouncing proudly on his heels. "I am the student council president and, of course, captain of the basketball team."
Mrs. Malvolio waved her stack of papers in the air.
"I have completed the paperwork you'll need," she said to Grace.
To do what?"
Mrs. Malvolio smiled.
"To transfer to Sunnybrook."
"We're putting together our quiz bowl team," said Hubert. "You were pretty good in last year's competition, even though your teammates stank. We'd love to have you try out for our squad. You'd have a much better chance of winning at Sunnybrook."
"I've seen your file, Miss Garcia," said the principal.
"You earn straight A's. You excel on all the state tests. You deserve better than we can currently offer you here at Riverview. You deserve to be at Sunnybrook."
Grace smiled.
"Mrs. Malvolio?"
"Yes, dear."
"I appreciate the offer."
"Good!
But I want to stay here with my Uncle Charlie."
"Who's he?" scoffed Hubert.
"My so-called vice principal,"
muttered Mrs. Malvolio with a dismissive roll of her eyes.
"Someone from Miss Garcia's family has been on staff here ever since Riverview opened."
"That's the weirdest reason for staying at a school that I've ever heard," said Hubert.
Grace grinned mysteriously.
"Well, you don't know my family. We're tight. Always have been. Always will be."